So should we go for the counting then?
Well, we're still recording, so.
Oh, I'm 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
yeah, one.
Still there, though.
Hold on.
What you said was still.
Who put you in charge?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I was happy for Carmen just to take it away.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1. Previously on, a lot of stuff happened. No, seriously, now.
Previously on what? You didn't even say what it was. Previously on stuff happened.
Yeah, when are we? What are we?
That's the name. That's the new name of our show. Is stuff happened?
Exactly. But okay, no, seriously, no. That could be cut. I had a brain wipe.
It's staying in there.
Oh.
I gave you one responsibility, Garmin. One job.
Give you one job.
Fucked it up.
Let him do it one fucking time. Jesus.
Hold on. Previously on, A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Take it away, Cartman.
Activating Unit 4817 recently came online and had seen many strange things happening, including a lot of chatting and back to forth in strangeness. Anyway, we have been assigned to check out Vault 95 for potential loot.
Alexa, shut up.
Who is Alexa?
Indiscriminate, unnamed loot.
I get the feeling that Carmen wasn't listening last episode.
It does seem that way.
Our team found themselves in the Overseer's office being debriefed on the last mission and being given a new mission to pursue. Vault 95 has been found, or at least a signal to Vault 95 has been found. The Overseer would like the team to check out Vault 95 because we haven't had any contact with anything from Vault Tech since the doors closed 200 years ago. He's excited to find out what happened, what progress has been made, and if there's any way to have a relationship with another vault that would help with improving our own vault's technologies or survival. Our team has been travelling for 2 days north of Vault 169, and they had one random encounter with a mole rat, which was butchered quite hastily by our new nurse handy unit, voiced by Carmen.
Hello.
Yes, that was your cue to say hello.
Oh my god.
Who's now?
I'm still rebooting. I'm getting
all right, that's the show, guys. All right, it was good talking to you guys. Let's get head on out.
Wonderful start. Wonderful. Excellent.
My name's Jeff.
Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout.
The entire time walking, go to Alexa, tell me time.
You're starting to
Alexa,
near...
play Sandstorm. Sandstorm.
Play Despacito.
12 viewers, our 12 listeners out in the world are getting really pissed off right now with their Alexa going haywire.
You begin to near the cave entrance as the day ends, and you hear gunfires and a scream. You're drawn into the cave entrance by these gunfires, and as appears to be a woman screaming, towards the opening of the cave. Outside the cave, there's a man. He's clearly hiding from whatever's going on inside the cave and watching what happens. He notices the team coming up behind him, and he puts his hand to his mouth, although he is wearing a gas mask, but you can definitely tell it's the shh symbol he's making as he beckons you to get behind, to drop down behind the rocks where he is hiding.
You want us to hide over here?
Yes, get down.
Behind this rock, right here. I don't know, I'm not real good at sign language. Did any of y'all understand what the hell he's talking about?
One of them's gonna kind of grab a fireball fucker by his collar.
What the hell? What?
Fire water.
Hold on, stop.
When I can just come back drunk?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. What the fuck happened?
I couldn't remember what your last name was. I was like, Fireball?
Jay! supposed to be the dumbass of this campaign. Don't take my job. Come on.
Fireball and firewater are not too far apart, okay?
Wait, if you're the dumbass, what does that make Gertrude?
What does that make
me?
We can't all be losing our brain cells. That just doesn't work.
We just started. Come just on.
Blame the radiation.
There's a man beckoning you to be stealthy because there's gunshots happening inside the cave. What do you do?
Crouch down beside the rock.
I think I've already thrown down my cards at this point. What I've done.
Both would hide behind conveniently placed cactus.
As Billy Bob loudly declares, "What are you doing?" Winnegan grabs him by the neck and drags him down to the rock face where this new character is sitting. He explains quietly, he introduces himself. "I'm Dr. Rast. I'm out here looking for my daughter. I think she's
ran into this.
There's men in the cave. I think she ran into this cave. Men followed and started shooting. We need to get
then
in there and see if she's...
Why didn't you go and shoot back?
We need to get in there and see if she's all right. I don't have any weapons. I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor, Jim, damn it.
And you know what, he actually gets up and he says, "Fine, I'll deal with this. I'll try to talk to them." And he starts to walk in.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Tucap, bet he die before he go inside.
No, his shirt's blue, he's fine.
Oh,
yeah, his shirt is actually blue, yes.
He's not the red shirt. Don't have the red shirt, you'll die.
And there's me standing there in a red sort of, you know, emergency
just a red shirt. A fucking Mr. Handy with a red shirt just dangling off his arms. Yeah, he's good.
Realizing that the team is going to be absolutely no help to the man, he decides to walk into the cave himself to try and help this woman.
Okay, can I follow this man? Because, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You can follow the man. Yeah, he's now getting followed by a robot. Fabulous.
That's your go-to.
Mr. Handy's wearing the red shirt. Let him go first. Just go and put him in front of you. He's fine.
At least my death would be more spectacular.
Not really. They usually die within, the first 5 minutes of each episode. It's not even really dramatic. It's like vaporized where there's nothing left. Good luck!
On camera, off camera, death.
Well, if you can't tell, I'm just waiting outside still. I'm like, so when again are we going to go in? Or
we're going in.
Sorry, I've gone inside the cave with this guy. What's happening?
Fabulous. So, Dr. Rast goes into the cave and he gets the attention of the first bandit in the camp. This bandit identifies himself as Red Rocky, points his gun at the doctor, and says, Stop there. Dr. Rast gets a little bit nervous. He puts his hands up and says, please, friends, please. Takes a brave step towards the center of the cave where there's a small fire being lit by the bandits. He says, please, someone in the vault's in trouble. Besides, I'm sure there's enough valuables inside for all of us. None of us need to die out here. So, four of you are outside the cave. The robot's at the entrance of the cave. And this new character, Dr. Rast, is in the cave entrance. He's in the middle of the cave and he's currently trying to negotiate with an irate raider named Rad Rocky.
Gertrude go and hit him?
Can Gertrude go now? Are you talking to me or are you talking to someone else?
Gertrude can go ahead. Gertrude is her own woman. She can make her own decisions.
Yeah, Gertrude can do what she pleases. So, Dr. Rast, currently with his... Are you asking me or are you doing it?
I'm asking if I can do it.
I think everybody's forgot how this works.
Hey, we're going in the cave. Go on.
Excellent. Somebody said what we're doing. Winnigan.
Said it twice, man.
Sorry, I was too busy with Gertrude. They're weird questions.
Jojo, motherfucker.
Right, the rest of you start following up Dr. Rast as he's currently in the middle of the cave entrance with his hands in the air, pleading with this raider. And the raider's having none of it. He's telling Rast, you better get clearing out of here right now or you're going to get a bullet. And that's when he starts to see the rest of you coming in the cave entrance. And he shouts, we got company!
Well, we're just looking for his daughter, so assuming you're not attacking a small child, we should be fine.
Choo-choo.
He's, right, he's about to start listening to this, Winnigan talking about a child, and says, child, what are you talking about? When he catches, in the corner of his eye, a super mutant walk into the cave, and he lets off a shot. He fires straight at, Gertrude, in shock. And let me just get a wee gun up here. Where the hell is his character sheet went?
Am I able to do, like, I bet it's going to be no, but at least want to ask, am I able to do a quick shot with my 10mm? Like, at the same time? Like,
you are, you don't have chance. the sight on him at the moment. Gertrude's in front of you, so you'd have to actually get around Gertrude in order to do that. Because it's just Dr. Rast, it's Winnigan, and it's Gertrude that are in the entrance at the moment. With Nurse Handy behind them, and you're behind Nurse Handy. And Josh bringing up the rear.
Is he still with us?
Yeah, Max Power's been here the whole time. Yeah.
Damn!
Right, so
we left him back to get medical care.
Actually, I thought that was the case. Actually, I remember you saying, Cap, that we left him back at the vault to get medical care.
I think that was somebody's suggestion, but he did follow.
I suggested
he followed along.
Ah, okay.
Alright, so a shot has rang out, and that's a success, so he has hit Gertrude. Rolling damage. Gertrude, you take 2 points of physical damage to the right leg. He shoots you in the right leg.
It's three. As piercing one. As piercing
yes,
one as well. On top
I think
of that.
Do you have any resistances in your right leg?
No.
Yeah, so you take the full 3 points of damage to your leg.
Okay.
Alright, and this is when initiative starts.
Gertrude.
Soon, Gertrude.
let's get the turn order in place for this little bit of combat that's about to happen.
Is there only one raider, or is we just don't know that?
Well, you can only see one raider at the moment. He did shout, we've got company, though. I don't think he did that to just himself.
He could be crazy. You don't know.
All right, so Radrock has got 13 on initiative. That gives Winnigan the first reaction.
Well, anyhow, I'm going to shoot this guy, because that's the reasonable response to conflict.
Yep, that is reasonable. Oh, actually, Dr. Rast is an initiative of 15, so let him go first, and what he's going
to
do...
Do I get to keep that roll?
That's fine, because he's just going to duck and hide.
Good.
He's that kind of guy. He ducks and hides at one of the raiders' bedrolls at the north part of this cave. Of this part of the cave, this section of the cave.
Probably good, he's not armed anyway.
Yep. That gives you the safety to shoot at this guy because there's no longer Dr. Rast in the road. And you had a target of 10 to hit and you got 3 successes. Brilliant. You managed to make a crit success. So roll your damage for that. Alright.
Only 3.
3 energy damage plus a 1 for piercing. Let's see where you hit him. Alright, so you hit him center mass in the torso. Fantastic. Brad Rocky has some energy resistance actually, so he He takes that piercing damage, but he only takes 2 of the other damage. So yeah, that's back down to 3. So he takes 3 points of damage, and he doesn't seem too... He doesn't seem too hurt by this. He just takes a step back and readies himself again. Who is next on the turn order? It is the other raiders.
Uh-oh.
2 more raiders come in from an entrance to the east that you haven't seen yet. They come around the corner and one of them gets within melee range of Dr. Rast. The other one gets within melee range of Winnegan.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh indeed. Both of them take a hit. And they're both armed with tire irons. Fabulous.
Uh-oh. Better be Jason Todd.
Right, rolling their hits. What have we
My
got here?
My god.
Both of them rolled really well. In fact, both of them got criticals. These rolls have been really good for everybody, including the raiders. So
new rolls.
I'm going to say that they took you all by surprise. That's why they were so successful. So these two raiders running around the corner from an entrance you didn't see smack Dr. Rast one, and one of them gives Winnegan quite a harsh dunt in the right leg. One of them comes around, smacks Winnegan in the right leg for 4 physical damage.
Oof.
And the other one gives Dr. Rast a smack for 2 in the hit location and just in the torso. Yeah, so one of them's just laying into Dr. Rast at the top of the cave here. Next on the turn order is Billy Bob and Gertrude. You both have 8. What does Cartman, let's see, I'll get his up. His initiative is 11, so he does actually get to go before you. So we'll do Cartman's roll first. And we're going to say that Cartman is very, very concerned with Winnegan's right leg. Goes over to her. And I'm going to say that he just fires a stim pack into your leg. Let's just do a little bit of combat healing. Make sure we know what we're doing there. Combat healing is you get less healing than you do it in combat than you do outside of combat, unfortunately. But it's to do with his actual successes, so I'm going to roll that for him.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it did. Oh, okay. So the good rolls have stopped. Apparently Nurse Handy isn't as good with her. Good, isn't as good under pressure.
Instead of the stem pack.
Yeah. Isn't as good under pressure. She's critically failed that one there. So she's actually just done an extra point of damage to you by stabbing you in the leg with a stem pack and not even put the medication into you.
All she knows is violence.
Oh, yeah. This medical robot doesn't know how to do anything but hurt.
Maybe that's why she wasn't opened.
So you've just took a tire iron to the leg and then just your own robots come over and stabbed you in the leg for an extra point of damage. Oh, a crit fail. That was bad.
Bad, Alexa.
Yeah. So, Gertrude and Billy Bob, you're both at the back here.
Jojo.
I'll let Gertrude have it first.
Jojo.
Alright, Gertrude wants to use her new power. Right. Pain Train, read that out for us, Matt.
If you find it fast again. You may charge as a major action if you are wearing power armor or a super mutant.
You fit the super mutant part of that, by the way, just to let you know.
Yes, I gathered. This is a movement action, and you may not move or sprint in the same turn. When you take this action, you move into reach of the enemy within medium range, one zone, and make a strength athletics test with a difficulty of 2. If you succeed, the enemy suffers damage equal to your normal unarmed damage and is not prone.
Alright, so give us a strength and athletics test.
Juju, motherfucker.
Oh, there you go. 2 successes. Your target was a 13, you managed to roll a 13, and you rolled a 5. Fabulous. So you just shoot straight across this cave hole, right to Rad Rocky, and you knock him the hell down. Now you're gonna have to roll your unarmed damage. So do we have you set up for unarmed damage here?
Knuckles?
Yes, go for it. Knuckles, that'll do the job.
So just roll it anyway. Oh, that was disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you just want the damage for it. You don't want
yeah,
it.
No. Yeah. Four.
All right, four damage. Brilliant.
Now, because that counts as a movement, does that mean I still get an attack action?
Check. Sheet go. Here we go. Drain.
This is a movement action.
Yes. Yes, you do. So, do you want to hit him while he's down?
Juju goes splat now. Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer, okay. Bring it down. Yep, yeah, the target of 15 there. You got both of them. You got 12 and a 6. So roll the damage for that.
And his head go pop.
You've done 7 with the vicious effect as well. All right, so let's find out where you hit him.
That's 11 damage total.
The left arm. You have crippled this guy's arm. Unfortunately, he's right-handed, so he's still holding his gun. But yeah, you have crippled this guy's left arm. It's basically hanging off at this point. Let's see, is he surviving this? Yeah, he's still surviving this. He's not quite dead yet. he's on the ground. He's very, very hurt. And it is Billy Bob's turn.
All right, Snufflepuff. Watch Daddy and see how he does it. I do a little kick roll. I can't move my character. I don't know why. I do a little somersault over to here.
All right,
and I pull out my rail gun.
He's somersaulted into the middle of this cave room.
Yep, just to keep everybody out of the way, I pull out my railway rifle and I shoot this bandit right here.
All right, so the bandit to the north is currently attacking Dr. Rast, so it looks like Billy Bob's going in to protect the good doctor.
All right, I'll roll my damage. Roll my attack. What the heck? Oh, there we go. Oh!
Oh, and that's a success. Would you look at that? Yeah, so your target is 7. You managed to roll a 3. So roll the damage for that. Alright, so...
That's 12 damage.
No need to hit it. See what happens here. you plant yourself. You steady yourself. You brace yourself. You take the shot. And this railway spike fires out from your gun, and actually lifts one of the raiders up off the ground and impales him onto the wall of the cave. The raider sort of coughs, splutters, and just goes limp. Raider is dead and hanging from the wall of this cave at the north.
Damn.
All right, Snufflepuff, did you watch Daddy? Now it's your turn. Get the other one.
All right. Snufflepuff jumps from your
own.
Yep, it jumps from the handbag. It runs towards the raider, and what does it do?
It runs up to the ankle of the one attacking Winnegan and just takes a big old chunk out of his ankle.
So what have I missed?
Alexa is back.
What do you mean? What have you missed? You stabbed Winnegan.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Aha!
Success.
I like that one better.
Your target was an 8. You rolled an 8 and a 5. 2 successes there. This little dog has ran up to the ankle of the one attacking Winnegan and has clamped onto it. Roll the damage for that, please.
All right.
And it has done 2 physical damage with a vicious effect on it. Yeah, this dog is vicious. Let's see. Vicious
that's
effect.
A good Snufflepuff. Are you getting a Snufflepuff?
Yes,
that's right.
One additional bit of damage there, so 3 physical damage to the leg of this raider.
Wish the audience could see the picture of the dog that is doing this.
It is a teacup chihuahua. It is I'm surprised this thing can do a vicious damage of, do vicious
one.
Damage, yeah.
Oh yeah, must have ripped right into his tendon or something like that, because that's a...
Nibblest total.
That's impressive. All right. Next in the queue, Josh, what are you doing? Okay, Josh coughs in the corner and does nothing. Right. Back to the start. Right, Rad Rocky is not happy where he is. He is in a very terrible position. He's had his left arm just absolutely tanned in, and he's got a super mutant standing over him with a sledgehammer. He is desperate to get away. He raises his hand with his gun in it and shoots off a round just up the way, trying to get Gertrude off of him. And is he successful? He is successful. He manages to hit Gertrude. For 4 damage. And he hits you in the... application. And he hits... Yeah, so he shoots your leg because, well, of course you're standing over him. So he gets you in the right leg. I think making you step back a little bit. And what he tries to do from here is he tries to run. He runs out to the cave entrance, which is going to allow Billy Bob an opportunity attack as he runs past.
Absolutely. I take the butt of my railway rifle and I just bash it over the side of his head.
All right. Do you actually have a melee weapon or anything on you?
No.
All right,
I don't think so anymore.
I think
I don't have the shock baton anymore. It doesn't show in my inventory.
What we're going to have to do then is we can't get you to do a melee attack with that gun. I think it's just going to be like an unarmed strike here.
Well, there was an actual rifle bash thing that I have here. Hold on.
Is there a rifle bash thing there?
Yeah. Well, it didn't work, but...
All right. So, yeah, I mean, there you go. You try and bash him with the rifle. Your target was 4, which is it's a pretty hard target to beat there, actually. And you did roll an 18 and a 19. He runs by, you fail, giving Nurse Handy the chance to do an opportunity attack as he runs out the cave.
Cool, can I lash out with my buzzsaw?
You can indeed. Yeah, Rad Rocky's just decided to abandon his friends here and run for it. Oh, and that's another failed one there. That's unfortunate. Rad Rocky continues to run out of the cave. That's given Josh, you get an opportunity attack here. Okay, Josh has failed. And Rad Rocky manages to escape. He just keeps on running. All right, next in the queue.
Fine.
Next in the queue is Winnegan.
Oh, still got 2 we can deal with. Might as well shoot the one in front of me. Can get
is it one of them dead?
One of them is dead.
Yeah,
yes.
One is dead.
Which one's dead? This one or
yeah, the one that's right next to you is the one that's still alive.
Hey,
the one that just randomly disappeared. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about him.
All right, Winnegan, what do you do?
I shoot him with my gun.
You just shoot him point blank with a razor, the laser musket. All right,
yep.
Roll that for me.
Only 2 damage.
3. 3?
Oh, yeah, piercing, right.
Oh, yeah, piercing damage as well. And, yeah, you know what? I'm going to give him an opportunity because it's point-blank range with a laser musket, so I'm going to give him an opportunity to try and block you from making that shot. So hold on a second, let me just get a radar thing here. You give him a wee unarmed strike. You see, he does actually. He got more successes than you. So as you raise the laser musket to take the shot, he hits the side of it, making your shot go wide. You didn't hit him this time.
What a bastard!
Now, who's next in the queue? I think it is actually the raider. I think he's just successfully managed to save his own hide. In this occasion here. Take the turns. Yes, it is. It's him. It's next in the initiative. So yeah, he's going to do a similar thing to Rad Rocky here. He's going to take a swipe at you. So he's going to go for the tire iron hit again. And he fails. So he's just going to start running. So I'm going to get everybody to do a wee opportunity attack. So Winnegan, Mrs. Handy, and Josh, they're all going to get opportunity attacks on him as he tries to run away from y'all. So, do you have a melee weapon on you there, Winnegan?
Yeah, I've got my switchblade.
You can do that.
Shift the bastard.
Or you can do the rifle bash, similar to what Tukin did.
I'm going to do the switchblade.
Alright, so he's running by you. Swipe out with your switchblade.
One success?
Yes, you do. You catch him. Catch him as he's going by you. Roll the damage for that.
3 damage.
3 physical damage.
Somehow more than the gun.
As he's running by you, after failing to hit you again, so you dodge a tire iron, he starts to move by you, and you just switch a wee switchblade out from somewhere in your vault suit, and you slice his neck with it, and he just drops to the floor, bleeding and choking, and dies. Alright, and that is all of the raiders dealt with in the cave. Play the victory music. That's the one. Dr. Rass is at the top of the cave. He is hyperventilating. He's very, very scared. He's oh my god. Oh my god. Thank you so much. Thank you. He's appreciating that you saved him during this. And he's tending to his hurt tummy as he took a quite a big hit with a tire iron into it.
You Dr. Matt?
Yes, I'm Doctor. I'm Dr. Rast, as I said, outside the cave.
You take a look at Dark Gertrude's foot?
Oh, of course I can. Thank you very much. I'll help you with your foot. Yeah, we must try and get into this cave and find this young woman.
Gertrude, no trust Alexa.
So the doctor goes over to Gertrude and does a little medical check. So he's got stim packs on him. He's going, where's his medical button? There he is there. Medical check. Look at that. He succeeds. And let me just check the amount of... So that's one success he had. He's got 4 in medicine. So you get 4 hit points back.
Nice.
Alright, as he's tending to Gertrude, what's everybody else up to?
I am picking up and loving on Snufflepuff. That's a good Snuffle.
Can I loot the bodies and see if they've got anything interesting on them?
Yeah, so the robot starts looting for some reason. Yeah, that's no problem. You can do that. Like I said, they've got tire irons on them. The one raider that's dead next to Winnegan.
I mean, you call it looting. I call it analysing.
All right, excellent. So the
get your free
our medical
here.
Robot starts to analyse corpses. That is fine. That's perfectly.
Do I need to roll anything to find something good, like caps or something?
No, I mean they're dead. You don't have to roll anything on them. Their whole equipment's there, so I'll just let you know what they have on them. Other than the clothes that they're wearing, the guy that you killed only has a tire iron on him as a weapon, so that's the only weapon they actually had. Yeah, because they only had unarmed strike as well. Road leathers, tire iron, wealth. Let me just roll a dice for you for caps. Alright, I'm just gonna roll a d6 here, because that's not working. Yeah, you get 5 caps off him.
Well, that goes straight to Winnegan because, you know, master and all that stuff. Any guns? Any like laser guns or anything like that? Or just literally tire iron, their clothes, and 5 caps.
Yeah, so yes, tire iron each, 5 caps on one of them, and on the second one, another 2. He only had 2 caps.
Cool.
So you get 7 in total.
Winnegan, add this to the pile. And I just chuck all 7 caps at her and in their face. Yeah. And
other than that, it Fair seems enough. They've set up their own wee bedrolls and stuff like that. They They have a fire going. Nothing particularly good in the way of food there. It's all stuff that they've caught while they were out. So you've got like a some sort of what looks to be either mole rat meat or some sort of lizard meat on the fire.
Ooh, Gertrude, they have snacks.
You can, free I mean, food. Yeah, you can snack on it if you want, no problem.
Makes it sound slightly dubious, actually.
All right, dirty meat. Wendigan, how are you feeling after that combat?
Are you hurt, Mom?
Yeah, I am. My health's magically back at full. Was I not paying attention or something?
Analyzing.
Analyzing. Just to let you know, while you were away there, Cartman, you were the one that did damage to her.
I do not recall. Senses were inoperable at the time.
So my health should be on 6. I don't know why it was back up
full. Okay, but yeah, can I do a medical check on her then? Because she's literally got damage on.
Go for it. Do a medical check.
Okay.
I'm at about half health.
I'll let you use the same stim pack as you used before, seeing as you didn't actually. And
I mean, I didn't critical fail.
Yeah, you didn't critical fail, but you just regular failed, so.
Yeah. I did not use the stim pack as well, I didn't say that.
No healing done.
Are you feeling better, Mom?
Not really. I think you should stick to making things feel unwell.
Dr. Rass is done with Gertrude and he says, Here, let me help. I'll have a quick look at you.
Pushes the robot aside.
It's the least I could do. Yeah, he just sort of pushes himself in between the robot and Wendigan, and he does his own little medical check.
No!
He has an interesting role because he succeeds, and he also got a critical fail.
I'm getting hurt again.
So stabbed your artery.
Yeah. Okay, so yes. In fact, you know what I'm going to say? He does 4... What was it? 4? Yeah. So he does 4 points of healing, but he also takes 1 point of healing off you. Yeah, so...
Okay.
So we'll just give you the 3 points of healing, but it hurts.
At this point, I'll take it.
He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm shaken up by all this.
All right, we still need to find your daughter, correct?
Yes, I'm... Like I said before, I'm looking for my daughter. I think she ran in here when we were set upon by these raiders.
Well, it seems like we've cleared them out. She should be somewhere in here.
Excellent,
well,
excellent.
Got away.
Now, there is only one other corridor going in this cave away from the entrance, so there's only one direction you can go. Would you like to start going through the cave?
Sure.
All right, excellent. So, Wendigan takes the lead.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And the robot follows.
I have sudden regrets.
Don't worry, you have a robot following you like a foot behind you.
You've got a robot following you, you've got Dr. Rash following as well, and you've got Josh bringing up the rear.
Can I hold Max Power in front of me like a shield?
Sure thing. So, y'all start walking up the cave, and as it turns out, you were going this way for a reason. You were looking for the entrance to Vault 95. And at the top of this vault, this cave, you see big blue and yellow metal door.
I hear they have good meat bore.
Yep, it's the IKEA colours.
Oh no, what true hell. Everything must be flat packed.
I want to blush. I want the shark.
Yeah, so the cave gets quite narrow and then opens up to a much larger space with one of the very familiar cog-shaped door, big yellow letters, 95 in the middle of it. You have found the entrance to Vault 95.
Now, to open it, do we need to build a desk?
Wendigan, you have a pit boy. You can open it with that.
Yeah.
Now, what you can see is that the raiders were obviously trying to force their way into this. There's lots of scratches, lots of stuff, but they could have never got into there. They would have been here for their entire lives trying to get in, and they wouldn't have managed it. They were obviously desperately trying to chase someone in, because what you can see also is that there is some blood spatter. You can see a trail of blood going into the vault, and it's clear to you that whoever that they were pursuing manage to get through the door and close it before they caught up with them.
Dr. Rand, are you and your daughter from a vault?
Oh, sorry, it's Rast. I do apologize.
Rast, sorry, fuck.
Dr. Rast says no. He's actually from he's from very far away. He's from a place called Far Harbor. His daughter has been missing for a long time. He's been traversing the wasteland looking for her, and he feels like this is the closest that he's got to finding her.
I just don't quite understand how she would have been able to open the door unless she was from a vault.
I don't understand it either.
Maybe they let her in.
It is possible. Maybe she went in when that reader we found dead got out.
Is there a doorbell?
No, but I can open it.
There is a computer system to the side of it.
You can open.
Yep. It is pretty bashed up, but Winnegan, looking at it, is able to see the familiar signs of the Pip-Boy interface. Would you like to plug your Pip-Boy in and try to open the door?
Sure.
Excellent. Alright, so Winnegan walks over, she plugs her Pip-Boy in, the terminal lights start to flicker, and it does appear like it's struggling to do anything, but a few seconds later, all the familiar loud sounds of alarms and buzzing, and the vault cog door starts to move inwards and rolls to the side, revealing the entrance to Vault 95. You can see a trail of blood going into the vault through one of the doorways. One of the things that Winnegan notices as well, while she's plugged into this little computer, is that the computer has been kind enough to download a blueprint of the vault onto her Pip-Boy for her.
Huh. It's a big old vault.
Oh yeah. You go into the entrance room, and everything is awful looking. It's all rusted metal. The radiation scanners are all broken down that you would normally see in the entrance. It's very clear to you that this vault has seen better days. It's obviously been opened a long time ago, and it's been damaged, left to rust, left to rot. Walking through the entrance room, you can see to the right there's a security room, and then round the corner to the entry hallway. So as you can see, the security room here to the south, and entry hallway here
to the north. I'm just going to walk in, ignoring the weird skin-colored things that are hanging in the air, dripping things, and I'm just going to walk right into the security room.
All right.
It's rusty in here. Make sure it don't get tetanus.
Yes, it's all very, very rusty. In fact, let's get a wee picture up of the security room just so you can see. There we go.
This is damn near cozy.
You make apartment out of this?
Mm. Yeah, it's a little feng shui. Not too bad. I mean, I did hear that this is in a good neighborhood with some good schools.
Yes, so you walk into the security room and it's just, as you said, rusted walls, rusted ceiling. The desk is sort of rotting. There's a broken computer sitting in the desk. It's been stripped out. Everything from the inside of it's gone. Some defunct, dilapidated servers in the back wall. What would you like to do?
Can we steal anything?
How are the property taxes in this area?
Does it look like anything other than the computer being salvaged, does it look like anything's been deliberately tampered with? Is there any sign anyone's been here recently?
No, there isn't. There's no sign anyone's been here recently.
Ah, so the property value is very low, so I should be able to get it for a very reasonable price.
We call out and hello? Anyone there?
There is no answer.
How is your water utilities bill?
Again, there is no answer.
I've been trying to contact you about your insurance.
Warranty.
Speaking of, how is your home insurance?
And there's no answer.
Is it too high?
Hey, Hello there. We are calling about your vehicle warranty.
Shut up, Alexa.
Alexa, tell us about our car's extended warranty.
Oh, people are going to hate us now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's Alexa.
All we need to say is something like, Alexa, buy 6 Budweisers from Walmart.
All the jokes aside, I would like to investigate the room cap. What do I need to do?
All right, excellent.
Investigation roll?
Yeah, just do a perception roll for me, please.
I just got to do this because otherwise Cap will kill me. Like, I feel like I can sense the hatred in the coming through the Discord. There's just no other way. Gonna have to. All right, hold on. Is it just a perception roll? Sorry. Or is it survival? What do I need to roll, Cap?
Ah, yeah, go for the survival. Survival against perception.
And roll. Ooh. I don't see shit.
All right, you don't see shit. However, luckily for you, you have a dog. Your dog decreases the perception checks for you, so that counts as one success. And the dog starts sniffing at the desk.
I can only imagine this thing is yelping, and as it yelps, it gets physically lifted off the ground and backwards. Every yelp, like, yep, oh, Snufflepuff. Snufflepuff is having a fit. Guys, come in here. Snufflepuff is going crazy.
All right, so what do you do? Do you look in the desk?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to flip okay. that desk over.
You flip over, okay. So
yeah, I full on grab it and I just toss it. Like, I grab it and flip it over like I'm creating a barricade.
Billy Bob flips the desk over. It splinters in several places. The computer that was on the desk falls to the ground and just smashes. Some of it turns into dust that is clearly really, really defunct. And so a box of ammo and a magazine fall out of the disc. The box of ammo is a 10mm round box of ammo with 6 rounds left in it.
Ooh, I like.
The magazine that you get is a Guns and Bullets issue.
Playboy.
It's the Guns and Bullets swimsuit edition. It's just a bunch of guns wearing swimsuits and bikinis.
So the Guns and Bullets issue is called The Moon.
How did you find my subscription?
Timber, make it.
The Guns and Bullets issue is called The Moon, a communist doomsday device? Question mark. And what this does is it gives you a +2 bonus to your physical or energy damage resistance against one attack. So keep that on you and remember that you have that for the next time you take either physical or energy damage.
What was the name of the book? Would it be in the equipment?
I put it in the chat. It's The Moon, a communist doomsday device? Question mark.
Okay, perfect. I got that. I'll put it in my inventory.
Other than that, like we're saying, this security room has seen better days and it looks like nobody's actually been in or out of it in a very, very long time.
Okay then. So there's nothing else super useful here. We should probably go check out the rest of the building.
All right, you start to make your way across the entrance area, past the security room door, and you find yourself in an entrance corridor heading up to the atrium. And you stop dead. The entrance corridor has been blocked, not by anything physical, but you can clearly see a couple of laser tripwires have been set up. And also, you can see some blood trail on the ground, letting you know that this is the direction where, well, the blood is the only really recent thing that's there, and letting you know the direction where this young woman has went.
Can I throw a one of my spare frying pan down hallway?
That's a good idea. Right, so you want to throw a frying pan down to set off one or both of these traps.
I have a few.
How about first things first, before you throw that thing down the corridor, can I try to disarm the traps?
Again, that's something that you can try, yeah.
Cool. That's what I click.
Well, you want to Talk it over, or let us know what you actually decide to do. Are you going to stop Gertrude from throwing a frying pan?
You have 3 seconds.
Yes.
Three.
I'm going to push Gertrude and say, no, don't do that. Then I say push, I mean gently nudge. Like, no, silly
mutant.
You
want to go throw instead?
Yes. Give me the pan.
Ah, I throw you.
No.
Okay, Gertrude throws
throw
the
me,
robot.
Throw me!
You want throw?
No.
Do it. I'm totally down. Let's do this.
With my breath.
Okay. Yeet. Oh.
Okay, so you did roll that there.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Matt, I can't have him rolling things he's not asked to roll.
Wanted me to roll Billy Bob. Billy Bob wanted me to throw.
Yeah. Billy Bob down. I'm down. Yeah, she threw me.
Billy Bob has been thrown by Gertrude towards the towards the laser traps. Fortunately for Billy Bob, Gertrude has failed the roll.
That's just grand. Thanks, Billy Bob. Thanks, Gertrude. Gertrude. Thanks, myself. Thanks, Billy Bob, for doing stupid ideas.
After that epic face plant, which I just witnessed.
Yeah. So basically, Gertrude,
hold on.
Gertrude did throw him, though. Throw him towards it. She just didn't throw him far enough to actually hit the tripwires. So he's face planted about a couple of feet back from the tripwires. And roll 1d4 for me.
Me or Gertrude?
You.
Okay. All right.
That's yeah, you've taken 2 points of face damage.
My face! My beautiful face!
Cool. Disarming time.
Alright, disarming time. The robot is going to attempt to disarm the tripwires.
Run away. Run away.
Take cover.
Now,
duck and cover.
This is a laser style tripwire, so we're going to be looking for a science check for you in this one.
That's quite doable.
Science against intelligence.
So I would like to use either some action points or some luck points. Because I like to try to... how do I say it? I want a greater chance on the roll to disarm them.
Are you feeling lucky?
Yes, but what I want to double check is if I spend my luck point, is that like a redo or is it a better chance of success?
If you spend your luck point, you can re-roll a dice by spending a luck point. If you want to have more rolls to start with, that's action points. So I think he was talking to the rest of you when he was asking about action points, because you do have your full set of action points. Nobody's used any yet.
Yep. So
we get them back quite frequently.
Can get them back with additional successes, yeah.
Can I use 2 action points?
Well, 1 action point would get you an extra dice. An additional 2 would then get you an additional dice. So it would be either 1 or 3 you use.
So just the 1 then, guys, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So, science check.
Wonderful conversation, guys. Yep. Additional, very good.
Additional dice. Blood from stone, you know? 1. Submit. Yeah, got a 2. Yeah, got a 2.
Right.
That's a crit. So,
the Nurse Handy robot floats her way up to the closest one of the tripwires, the one that's sort of high up in the wall, starts to fiddle with it a little bit, uses a little mechanical hand, tries to tear apart some of the wiring, and unfortunately is blasted by a big jolt of electricity. Yeah, so you rolled 3 dice, you get 2 successes. You only get 1 success because you rolled a 2. The others you didn't pass. You failed in the 10 and the 11. And this is quite a difficult check there. It's a difficult task to do. It's going to take more than 1 successful dice roll to succeed here. Before you get the damage from this, are you wanting to spend any of your luck points to reroll any of those other dice?
Yeah, gonna use 2 of my luck points. Yeah, I've got 7 luck, so.
Alright, okay. So you can roll both of them in that case.
Okay.
So just roll 2d20 in that.
I'll just roll 2d20, okay.
Yep.
1, 2.
All right, so those are both successes now. So you now have three successes. So yeah, you initially go up to it. You start to fiddle with it. You hit the wrong wire. It sends an electrical burst towards you. Luckily for you, your other Mr. Handy tentacle bit was holding on to a part of the wall, and the electricity just went straight through you and into the wall and down into the ground. So you didn't actually take any of the energy damage from it at all. You just acted like a conduit. And this one has been disabled. There is still one tripwire left in the hallway.
Yeah, that's...
Can I shoot it with my 10mm?
Can I get back first? Can I walk away in disgust?
Not a problem. The Nurse Handy unit manages to emote disgust somehow and floats back.
Tentacles in the air, like, I give up, and just walks away.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like that Nurse Handy is disgusted. you figured that out? I think she is.
All right, so...
yep, I just want to take my 10mm pistol out, and I just want to pop the tripwire on the other one. I'm like, damn, that robot took so damn long on this one. I've had enough. I'm just going to take out this other one.
Brilliant, no problem. Let me do a wee quick measure. So you're here. Okay, so you're at the bottom of this corridor. You're about 20 to 25 feet away from the tripwire. Yeah, so fire off a shot for me, see how many successes you get. I'm going to put this as a 2 difficulty as well, because you're aiming for a small tripwire.
Alright.
So what are you shooting it with?
My 10mm.
10mm, alright, go for it.
Just figured it'd be a little overkill to use the railway gun. Just a smidge.
Really show that tripwire who's boss.
Oh!
All
it's
right.
A failure. I want to spend action points. I want to spend action points.
Well,
it would be luck, wouldn't it?
An action point for an additional dice or luck points for rerolling?
All right, I'm at the party. Yeah. What do you think? Reroll
luck
2
points.
Luck points?
Luck
yep,
points.
I'll spend 2 luck points. Reroll.
All right, 2d20, please.
Oh!
You get close.
Oh! Oh!
Oof.
Yeah, so you fire off a shot towards the laser, where the laser is emanating from. You hit metal, a short ricochet. Luckily, you didn't actually pass through any of the laser either. You just missed entirely.
Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to walk through it. What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, shit. Gertrude, definitely go back behind the corner.
All right, so Gertrude's went back behind the corner. Belly Bob's starting to walk towards the laser.
Jojo pose walking.
Bye, Billy.
Okay, no, I'm going to stop him. I'm going to reach out my tentacles and pull him back. No.
Shit, I am tired of waiting. Fuck, we just need to get through here.
Okay.
I am sick and tired of this shit. Let's just go. Spent all that. It shocked the shit out of you, man. Come on, let's just go.
Can I try disarm it one more time? I'm not going to use any luck, but I'm going to just have to try it one more time. Otherwise, it's going to be a kabang.
This is the enemy that's going to defeat our entire party.
That tripwire.
One laser trap.
One little tripwire. That's why I'm like Billy Bob Firewire's had enough. It's been like an endeavor. He's been thrown. He's missed. He's pissed. Well,
does anybody want to ask Josh to help?
Dog?
Actually, why can't Josh try to disarm it? He's got quite a good science skill.
He's going to try and cough in the middle and kill himself.
Josh just coughs and walks behind the corner.
Useless, Josh. Useless.
Really, Josh, you've got to contribute more.
His name is Max Power, though, too. We were talking.
No, we're fully scolding the person, not the player, not the character.
Aww.
So anyway, yeah, I'm going to try to disarm this camera thing one more time.
Alright.
It's either that or I'm just going to let Billy Bob just lose an arm. So.
Okay, you send your bomb disposal robot to try and disarm this. Again, give me another science roll, and again, you're looking for 2 successes.
It was a speech roll.
Yeah, I just saw that. I just misclicked. That's lucky.
Try and talking to it.
All right, you have 1 success.
I'm already down a 5 luck.
Gertrude through a frying pan now?
Can I roll to assist?
Well, are you accepting the fail here?
I would like the assist, yeah, kind of.
All right, so are you spending luck on that?
I have to spend luck
Me?
On that?
Do I spend luck on him?
No, I'm talking to him or Bartman.
Oh.
So how do you go to assist then?
Yeah,
I just noticed it's an option. It says roll to assist. I'm like, okay, how do we do that?
Well, none of you are near him to assist him at the moment.
Billy Bob.
Well, he's trying to... Yeah, I'm right here. I'm walking towards it. Like, I'm right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to disarm it before it blows up on him. Hopefully he's realized that I'm trying to fix it.
Okay, I'll let you do that then. I'll be nice.
All right, fine. If you're going to try it one more time, let me at least, hold that wire for you while you cut it, all right? But if this don't work, I'm just going to fucking walk through it. Just letting you know, all right?
So do the same. Give me a science against intelligence, and you need to increase the successes by 1.
So is this me then?
No, it's Tukin. So you've already had your 1 success. He needs a success as well.
Okay, so I have to do science versus intelligence?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not going to be a good guy.
I'm hoping.
So I'm just going to let you know. This is a dog with plus 1 additional dice, is what you said?
You just need 1 success. Oh, you got it.
Oh, my goodness.
My God. Yeah, you got target a 4 and you managed to roll a 3. How the hell did you manage that? Yeah, so Billy Bob does go up to the robot. He says,
y'all don't know is I actually have a master's degree at MIT.
he says, hey, why not the red wire? It's like, they're all red. Oh, that one. And he pulls the right one.
You have to pull the other one.
So, well done. So well done, you very luckily disarmed the second tripwire, leaving the rest of the corridor free to roam in.
It's about damn time.
Awesome. So a second the laser beam goes off, I'm going to just fly straight into the atrium and then just have a look around.
Now, I just want to know the hit to the ego that this robot has to be going through right now.
Hold on a second, please, because... I was going to say the door is open. You can see into the atrium. And if you get close to the... you will be able to see what's in the atrium before you actually walk in. If you had done that, instead of just saying, I go into the atrium, I would have been able to tell you what's in there waiting for you.
Nope. I'm just going to roll straight in because this is a vault. It's vault tech. It's safe.
Excellent. Fantastic. So... The robot just floats himself into the atrium, and now I'm going to explain to you what's in the atrium, just so that he can... So I'll give you a wee picture.
But it's also a great place to stop.
It's a great place to stop, because what happens is you go into this atrium, and it's pretty awful looking. There's barricades set up, tables, chairs are all over the place. It looks like there was an actual battle in this place. There's bodies there's skeletons wearing vault suits wrapped around certain bits of furniture. There's pieces of vault tech armor. There's clothing all over the place, and in amongst all of the barricades and the other detritus, I suppose, there are 2 Securitron style robots wandering around. Protectron style robots wandering around the atrium. There is also, at the top end of the atrium, below where the administrator office is, or the overseer's office is, there is a gun turret hanging down from the ceiling. As soon as the robot walks into the atrium, all three of the other robots in the room just turn round and unload at them. They all fire at this handy unit.
Well, that's a runaway time right there.
And we will wait until next week to see what happens.